we're sailing to Byzantium for today's GeoQuiz. Legend has it that the city of Byzantium was founded by ancient Greeks who sailed across the Aegean Sea. Now, somebody must have given those guys directions. Enter the narrow strait called the Dardanelles, go all the way across the Sea of Marmara, then hang a right at the Bosphorus. You can't miss it.
The Bosphorus runs through the city. Imagine a sea running through a city with one continent on one side of it and another continent on the other side of it.
That is the BBC's Peter White. Now, we heard from him in San Francisco not too long ago. He recently made his way to the city once known as Byzantium and later Constantinople, now known as Istanbul. Istanbul, not Constantinople, is the answer. Istanbul happens to be the latest stop in Peter's radio documentary called Blind Man Roams the Globe.
I wanted to go to a football match, and Galatasaray is a big Istanbul team. And I just wanted to go there and soak up the atmosphere of Galatasaray. So I took myself off by train and by bus and finally got myself to the stadium. And I decided the best way to protect myself was to masquerade as a home supporter. So the first thing I did when I got there was buy a Galatasaray scarf.
That's great. What, by the way, does a Galatasaray scarf look like?
Well, yeah, that's a very intriguing question because, of course, as a blind person, I'm not quite sure. I just knew it had the right colours. So I got it and draped it around my neck. It seemed to do the trick. The football game in Istanbul was raucous. I think that's the word I would use. But Istanbul, you can still, as we would say in England, go on the terraces. You walk up and you're standing and you're swaying as a crowd. And it actually does feel quite dangerous.
Now, you see, I don't need a commentator to know what's going on there. Clearly, Galatasaray are on the attack. The home crowd is getting excited, but the attack has been snuffed out. People always think it's really odd that a blind person comes to a football match. They kind of imply, you know, you could stay at home and listen to it on the radio. It's not the same at all. This atmosphere is absolutely electric. Well, people either find it very stimulating or very frightening. But people certainly do think it's odd that I come, but I think it's one of the greatest places in the world. Right, it's a goal. People are doing what they always do. They turn, they hug each other. No one's actually hugged me yet, but...
There is a beautiful goal.
Peter, I know you like to meet up with people, even other people who are blind in various cities, who would act as your guide, so to speak.
It takes a blind person, really, to describe to another blind person the best way to navigate. Everybody else, however helpful they're trying to be, with the best will in the world, they give you directions that involve some form of vision, whereas other blind people, they tell you, you know, literally almost the number of steps it takes, how many turnings there are. They can help you navigate by smell. They can help you navigate by the direction the wind goes in. All sorts of things which are very quirky. We did things like we went on the Galata Bridge, where families congregate on a Sunday afternoon. And I was wandering in amongst families, and they were happily letting me talk to their children who were catching fish. They even handed me fish, horribly wriggly fish that were in my hands that they expected me to hold on to. But it was very much, I felt very welcome, and people were very intrigued.
Fresh fish.
Fresh fish.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You're going to take them home?
Tonight, fish cook.
Mackerel.
In a sandwich.
Bread, salad.
Fresh.
Okay.
Are you going to grill that now? But this is fish heaven, really. You catch them, you then come and have a beer and your fish sandwich, your mackerel sandwich. So I'm just going to go and find a table and eat mine. Often when you hear a travel programme on the radio, you have someone who's standing there saying, I can see this view, or I can see this wonderful rock, and you think, well, I can't. Quite often when I'm in a city, I don't know what's happening, or at least I only know by the sounds I'm hearing. And it's only gradually that I can build up the picture of what's going on. My aim is to get listeners to have that feeling of sort of wonder and surprise and maybe even slight puzzlement.
The BBC's Peter White has been telling us about his radio series, A Blind Man Roams the Globe. Peter, good luck. Hope to catch up with you in Africa or wherever else your travels take you next time.
Lisa, we'll be glad to have you along.
If you'd like some links to Peter White's documentary series, stop by theworld.org.